Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is. That's right. Bucket Strategy Investing. We welcome you to the program. Boy, it's exciting today because we are just once again the Tuesday version of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. Tuesday is always jam-packed. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner from Lucia Capital Group, back with me again. I'm Johnny Dean. Now, we're going to talk later on this hour because we're going to get started with some emails, etc. But we're going to talk later on this hour about a strategy that you may or may not be familiar with. Does that cover everybody?
Sure.
It has to do with paying off your mortgage, but not necessarily in the way that you've heard most others suggest that you do it. All right? Now, your mortgage is very likely your biggest debt, and maybe you want to pay it down. That's understandable. But question is adding principal payments each month the best way to get the job done? Do you pay the bank every single month? Oh, and the other question, of course, is paying down the mortgage even a good idea? So we're going to talk about that with Professor Plum coming up here and give you some strategies. Oh, and by the way, speaking of mortgages, our loan financial planner, Steve Alador, he's going to join us at 21 after the hour, and he's going to talk about these low down payment programs. You got VA, you got FHA, you got conventional loans and so forth, and another topic of whether or not you might consider mortgage insurance. If we have time, we'll get into that with Steve as well. So here's the real question. You have any money questions? I'll answer that for you. Yes, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'll take the phone calls first and the emails, but you can send those email questions and comments here to us in the studio at wealthed.com at the Find Your Answer link right there near the upper part of the page. Professor Rick Plum here again, once again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, who bring us this hour of the program. We're all about strategy on this show. One of our many goals here is to make sure that you've got the financial knowledge that you need to get yourself through retirement. The Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, of course, are here to help you out with your own retirement strategy. Toy boat. To talk to an advisor off the air, just give them a call at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You know, everyone's path in life is different. They remind you that everyone has unique goals and needs. You give the Brain Trust advisors a call today. They'll put a personalized bucket strategy together for you. Again, the number off the air, 800-644-1150. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Since we have kind of a mortgage theme, although you don't certainly have to talk about that if you want to call, anything at all is fine. I'm going to start with a couple of emails ahead of Steve Allard talking about mortgages. So this one here, I'll just read it straight up, and I'm pretty sure we have all the information we need. It says, I'm selling my condo. I've lived in the condo for only 20 months. I purchased the condo for $180,000. I'm listing it for $230,000. By the time of the closing of the condo, it'll probably have been in place for about 21 to 22 months. I'm the owner on the home, married. At the time of my purchase, my wife was only working for 3 months, so she's not on the loan. In the past 9 months, my wife was promoted to another position in another city, and I took another job in the last year. We have purchased some appliances and a new AC for the condo. Do we have to pay capital gains? We're selling it for $50,000 more, but after closing costs, etc., would that still be capital gains?
Well, it's not going to be $50,000, but you're going to pay capital gains. You haven't lived in it long enough. And I'm trying to remember what the exclusion is for moving. Moving for health reasons is one thing. Leaving the property for health reasons, the doctor says you can't live there, that's one thing. There is a proration of the potential exemption at that point. But just because you're moving because you got a new job, I'd have to look up the regs again, but I don't think that one qualifies for an exemption. Now, will it be $50,000? Well, not really, unless you sell it for more than your asking price. The new air conditioning. Now, if it was replacing an old unit, that's a maintenance issue. If you're putting in air conditioning, that's an improvement. Adding appliances, that's an improvement. Improvements add to your basis. So they add to, you know, the starting point for determining gain. And then once you do sell, let's say somebody gives you the full offer, $230,000. There will be money that comes off the top of that in selling expenses, whether it be commissions or you know, things you negotiate that you have to fix in the escrow process. So you're not going to get the full $230,000 at that rate. You're going to get something less than that. So they're going to look at the selling price less selling costs. So if you sell it for actually $230,000, but let's say there's $5,000 in costs involved, you only net $225,000. Then they're going to take that and subtract away your basis. Your basis is what you paid for it, plus improvements that you've made on the property in the time that you've owned it. So there's a little bit less. But yeah, there should be, it will probably be a taxable event unless you put a very, very long escrow on it, like 4 months, 3 months.
Yeah, so the rule, or the I guess it's the rule, that allows you to sell it capital gains tax-free, first of all, it has to be a primary residence, which it appears that this is, and you need to have lived in it, owned it and lived in it for at least 24 out of the last 60 months.
And 24 is the key. Now, the fact that she's not on title, your wife is not on title, is not an issue. As long as you file a joint return, once if you had the 24 months, or if you qualify for the exemption to the 24 months, you just both have to have used it as your primary residence. Husband and wife, they don't both have to be on title for the entire 24 months. They both have to meet the use test, 24 out of 60. And then as long as you file a joint return in the year that you sell the property, you get the full $500,000 of exemption. But in your case, you're not worried about that. You can, even if you weren't married, you would be able to, if you can get to the 24 months or get the exemption, you'll have plenty of room to exempt this gain. It's not like you're not over
it's
the
like $400,000 or whatever. Yeah,
it's not a huge. I mean, it's not well over the $250,000 that you have to worry about. And so it is that part of it I'm not worried about.
If they do sell it prior to the 24 months of having lived there, they're going to have to pay full capital gains tax on the entire gain, right?
Yeah, it's either or. You're either exempting it. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a potential exemption for moving because of certain issues. And I can't remember whether moving just because you got a new job is worthy of the exemption.
Well, there was something in the code that talked about if you have to relocate because of a job and there's a 50-mile something or other, which I think you might recall, Professor Plum, 50 miles farther than the current job, there's an exemption rule, but I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it is. Maybe you can check on that. So anyway, all right. Well, look that up. I got one more here.
You're right. 50 miles.
50
you
miles?
You are good. I mean, I was thinking, but so depending on where she got the job, it may
Well, it says
it may
another
qualify.
City, so I'm assuming that perhaps, unless they live right on the border, that it was probably 50 miles or more away. So there is something there. There is that to consider. They also want to know, you kind of answered this, can we deduct the appliance and AC? Well, if you put it in
if
as
it's an improvement
to the
property, yes,
you can. Yes. If it's replacement, no, you can't do that. Okay, you got time for one more?
Give me a shot.
All right, I have a second home. Let's see. I have a second home, one that I use about 3 months out of the year in Port Royal, South Carolina, that I'm selling for $95,000. I paid $129,000 5 years ago. I'm 65, retired from the Myrtle Beach Fire Department. I'm looking to buy another home in the same area in the next 6 months. Do I have to pay taxes on this particular sale?
Well, assuming you bought it outright, not through a 1031 exchange or anything that you deferred gain into, you paid $129,000 for this property. Your basis is $129,000 in this property. You said it was a second home, not a rental, not an investment property. So there's no depreciation, and even so, I don't think there would be that much to begin with. So you paid $129,000. You're selling it for $95,000. Did I get the numbers right, John?
Yes, that's it. $129,000 and then selling it for an apparent loss of $34,000.
The good news is that you don't have to pay any taxable gain on it because, unfortunately, you don't have a gain. The bad news is the loss is not a deductible loss, because it's a personal property. You said it was a second home, a second residence that you use as your personal asset most of the time. It is not an investment property. It is not eligible for capital loss. Even though you paid $129,000, you're selling it for $95,000, It's not going to be a taxable event, again, unless you rolled some kind of gain into it from some previous property through a 1031 exchange or something previously. But if you just bought it outright for 129, brand new property to you, you didn't do any exchange or anything, you have a loss on the books. Unfortunately, you can't take the loss because it was a personal property.
So it's just lost money right there is what this is.
Yeah, you don't get any tax benefit for that loss.
No. Now, if this had been, say, a rental property, if they'd rented it out for a couple of years, does this change the definition of it?
Well, yeah, because if I bought it as an investment property, I bought it for $129 and I rented it out and, ignoring the depreciation, and I sell it for $95 later, that was an investment. That was the intent of the purchase was not a personal use. It was an investment use. And investment use does allow you to potentially take the loss when you sell it for less.
So does it have to be at the time of purchase, or can they look at this and say, what if I rent it out for a couple of years? We'll see if the market comes back. And if it doesn't, this is now an investment property.
Well, technically, let's say I bought a property at the height of the market back in 2007 as a primary residence, personal property, vacation home, whatever you want to call it. And it dropped 30, 40, 50% in value, and then I turned it into a rental.
Yeah.
Technically, my basis from the investment standpoint is the value when I turned it into a rental. So I won't be able to take a lot. I paid $500,000 for it, and I put it into service as a rental when it's $300,000. And then I sell it a couple days later, a couple years later, maybe at $250 or something, because it even went down.
So then
my loss is $50 in that, because as an investment property, I don't know how they're going to catch it. I'm sure people go back and say, I paid $500, I sold it for $250, or whatever the numbers are. But technically, it's the value when it's placed in service.
Okay, so there's a basis for the personal use of the property, and there'd be a second basis for rental use.
But that only works when the property value went down before you put it in
service. Oh, of
course,
yeah.
But if the property value goes up when you put it in service, your basis is your basis.
What it is, yeah. How about that? All right. Professor Plum, we will excuse you as we do every Tuesday for a segment. We're going to bring in Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner. Sort of continue the theme here, 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. While that day may be a lot closer than you think, with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
It is Market Strategy Investing. We got many members of the Brain Trust. Actually, that's not true. We got a very exclusive club. But one of the members, longtime members, is our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorf, who joins us here today from Skyline Financial Rancho Mortgage Loans.
You'll get it
I'm
close.
Having fun with that.
You'll get it close.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Here's what you do. You call him at either 888-563-1070, or you can reach him at loanfinancialplanner.com. I don't care what you call the company. You're just there. Right?
I'm there to help.
You're there to help out. Okay, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Quickly, though, anything new
rates
on
stable,
rates?
Stable, 30-year fixed, still, 3.6, 3.7, 7 years in the 3% range. Mm-hmm. Rates have held nice and steady for quite a long period of time.
Yeah, that's which is good news for borrowers, obviously. The question is, when are they going to go up? And we've been saying this for a long time. We don't know. Okay, now, here's a big thing for a lot of people. They want to buy a house. The rates are low. Prices are, before they really shoot up, although they've gone up, a decent amount over the last couple of years, they don't have a lot of cash. They don't have a lot of cash to go into this loan. They want to close it, but what do they do?
Okay, so let's go through some options. And this can work just as well for people that are looking to refinance that may not have a whole lot of equity.
Good.
So I'll try and tie all that together. So let's start first, and we've talked about this, VA. If you have VA eligibility, one of the best loans on the market. For a purchase, you can do 100% financing up to the conforming limit in your area. Every area has different conforming limits. Above that conforming limit, mm-hmm. they only require 25% of the difference for a down payment. So let's do an example. In San Diego, max conforming VA limited 100% is $580,750.
Wow.
Let's say that you are buying a home and the sales price is $625.
Okay.
So the difference between the sales price and the max limit is $44,250.
Okay.
Of that $44,250, you're required to, as a down payment, bring in 25% of that difference, which would be only about $11,000. So zero down, minimal down if you're buying in a higher priced area.
$580,000 in a place like San Diego. Now, there are other places where it's a whole lot lower, probably
correct.
In the $400,000
$417,000, those areas.
Right. Okay.
But so are housing prices a little bit less than they are here.
Yeah, which makes sense.
That's advantage number one. Advantage number two with a VA loan is that rates are lower on VA loans and on FHA loans, so for government loans in general, mm-hmm. than on a conventional loan. So you can potentially get into a VA 30-year fixed rate in the low threes to mid threes. Now, if we go into the mid threes, we may actually have what's called rebate or a percent that we can help assist you in closing costs. That's another advantage with the VA and or government loans, is they give us more rebate that we can help assist you in closing a mortgage. So for instance, let's assume you're doing a $580,000 loan, and instead of at 3.2 or 3.3 at maybe 0 points, at 3.6, I can give you 1% of that final loan amount to help you pay for closing costs, which would be $5,800.
Wow. So that could cover your one-time fees. That can cover a portion of your prepaids. You can walk into a transaction with very little cash, if no cash at all. Another advantage for VA. As far as the, and there is no mortgage insurance either.
Oh, that was my other question. We'll also get into mortgage insurance in, again in a little bit, but there isn't, you don't need mortgage insurance with this.
Correct. So, but what VA has is that VA has a funding fee. And that funding fee will vary. So if you've never used your VA eligibility before, that fee is 2.15% of the loan amount. That's added to the loan amount. That's not a cost you have to bring in out of pocket.
Okay.
If you've used your VA eligibility previously and you're now reusing it again, that funding fee is 3.3%.
Mm. Okay? Again, so it's not something you have to pay up front. They'll roll it right into the loan.
Correct. Now, if you have at least 10% VA disability, and you'll know because you're getting paid through the VA for that disability, there is no funding fee.
No matter what, even if you've used it in the past or not.
Correct, which makes it, for those people that have VA disability, makes this program even stronger. And let's say you currently have a VA loan and you're looking to do a streamlined refinance, the funding fee is only 0.5%. So if you are currently in a VA loan and you are at 4% or higher, I certainly suggest you make a phone call to see if it might make sense to refinance. And on a refinance with VA, you can go up to anywhere between 95 to 100% and take cash out.
Yeah, see, now that's a really good option for many people, although maybe, you know.
So either you're merging a first and a line of credit together if you don't have a current VA loan. Let's say your home's gone up in value and you'd like to do some improvements to your property. Or maybe you have $10,000 or $20,000 in credit card debt that you're paying $500 or $600 a month that you want to disappear.
Right.
Or you want to do a combination of both. If you have the VA eligibility, it's a perfect time to call a loan professional to see how they can potentially put you in a significantly better position with all of your payments, your mortgage debt, your credit debt, and maybe providing you some cash to do some home improvements.
Now, all that is if you don't have any cash or don't have enough cash to put down on the home, right?
Correct.
So what if you do? Let's say you happen to have 20% or more, whatever, to put down. What about that? Is VA
Sometimes VA is a viable option. With VA, the other advantage with VA is there's a lot more flexibility in qualifying. What I mean by that is that on a conventional loan, we can do a 45 to maybe 50% debt-to-income ratio. Mm-hmm. What that means is your house debt plus your credit debt divided by your gross income. With a VA loan, if you've got good credit, I've seen VA loans approved anywhere between 55 and 60%. So it may enable you to buy more home even if you've got that 20% down and you've got the option to do a conventional loan. If you have VA disability, absolutely do the VA loan because your rate will be lower than a conventional loan.
Oh, sure.
If you've never used your VA before, if you've used it, and we've got the 2.15 or the 3.3% funding fee, then what we got to do is we got to do the calculations.
You got to compare it and see which one might work.
And then we break it all down to see what makes the most sense.
And we don't have a lot of time, but if you don't have VA, you weren't a veteran, you don't qualify. FHA.
There are a couple other programs. We may just get to VA. We'll get to conventional maybe the next time. FHA, anybody can qualify as long as you're owner-occupied. You can help out your kids and be a non-occupant co-borrower and allow them to buy their first home.
Yeah.
With as little as 3.5% down. The advantage with FHA, again, very much like VA, is that with the rates we have the ability to help you with your closing costs.
They have some rebates also for that?
Correct. So let's say that you're looking to buy your first home or you have $10,000, $12,000 in the bank, and on a conventional loan with the down payment and closing cost, you may need 20 to 25. We may be able to do it with just $10,000. On an FHA loan. So lower cash makes it easier to get into FHA. If you have low credit scores, the combination rate between the FHA rate and the mortgage insurance actually is going to be less than on a conventional loan. So lower the credit score, better option for doing FHA. And like VA, they will accept higher debt to income ratios.
Wow.
So we can potentially buy more home and we can do an 85% cash out on a refinance an FHA loan.
So we're out of time.
A lot of different options.
I need another 20 minutes. I don't have it. But if you want to talk to Steve, off the air, 888-563-1070 or loanfinancialplanner.com. We'll see you again next week, Steve.
I'll be here.
Talk to you soon. Now, Rick Plum rejoins me on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true. For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Eastbound and down.
This brings a smile to your face.
Ah, it does, doesn't it? There's no way you can be sad when you're hearing a good Jerry Reed tune. And that's good Jerry Reed tune. I haven't heard a bad Jerry Reed tune yet. And this is from a guy who can't stand country music. But there's just enough banjo in his song to make it more bluegrass-ish, and that to me is perfectly fine.
Plus, he just wrote fun songs.
Oh, it was great. Oh, it was great. Great, great, great. What a great guitar player. Okay, listen, we've got some folks on hold. We're going to go right to the calls. 877-PLANNER, still a line open or two. If you want to get on board, 877-752-6637. James has been hanging on in Sonoma, California. Hi, James. How can we help you today?
Well, you can help me with a little question I have. I'm going to be 65 in August. I plan to retire in the spring of 2018, when I'll be 66 and a half. So it's sort of a Medicare Social Security question. When I turn 65, do I have to go apply at Medicare, even though I'll be fully covered by my company?
You don't have to, no. As long as you're...
The next thing is the Medicare or the Social Security. When I turn 66, if I decide to continue working a little longer, do I have to go down there and apply and say, okay, I have it, but I don't really need it. I'm not planning on taking it, so I'm 70.
Nope, don't have to do anything. Now, it's going back to the Medicare side. As long as you're covered by current employment, group health care through your employer, you have an exception for signing up. And we're assuming that your company is more than 20, 30, 40 people, because a small company, their group plans in many cases have Medicare as a primary payer, and they become a secondary payer once you hit 65. But a large company, generally, the Medicare, even if you had it, would be a secondary payer and really is not an issue. So you can avoid signing up for Medicare Part B and D if you want, until you lose that employment or until you lose that coverage, whichever happens first. As far as signing up for your Social Security benefit, you don't need to sign up for your Social Security benefit. Now, let me ask you this. Are you married?
No, single.
Were you ever married for more than 10 years?
Yes, you and I have talked about this before, about getting my wife's little stipend there, and I plan to file for that.
Okay, when you're 66.
She turns 62. I've talked to, okay. I've called the program probably five or six times in the last 2 years.
And so, yeah, that's another reason why you do not want to sign up for your Social Security benefit until age 70. You want to leave it grow until 70, but in the meantime, you want to be able to take a restricted application. The fact that you were 62 by the beginning of this year means you still can do that once you get to full retirement age and your ex-spouse is at least 62 years of age. So once those two things happen, you can sign up for the spousal benefit.
I'm all ready for that. I plan on signing up
Good.
For that. On the Medicare, now you said I don't have to sign up. In other words, I don't have to do anything until I actually quit or leave my job, and then I sign up for Medicare, and there's no penalty or anything like that.
As long as you have current employment group coverage, yes. Now, you just want to check with your company. Is it a big company or a little company?
Oh, big company.
Okay.
Big company.
Yeah. Now, when you sign up for the spousal benefit, they're going to sign you up for Medicare at that time. It'll be under your ex-spouse's Social Security number, but you don't have to sign up for Medicare Part B or D at that time. You'll just be automatically rolled in Medicare at that time when you start receiving the benefit, the spousal benefit. So you just be prepared for that. But it's not going to cost you anything until you actually lose the employment, lose the coverage, whichever happens first, or start taking your own. Well, that's the only thing that's going to happen. And then when you do lose it, you've got I think it's 8 months to sign up for the Medicare so you don't have a penalty.
Yeah, so I don't have to do anything until I actually lose it.
Yep.
Well, I like this. I can do nothing. I excel at doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm real good at it too. So
we're all experts at that, James. That's real easy to do. So, yeah, that's.
Well, you never know when you're done if you're doing nothing. So.
Well, that's true. Technically, you're never done, I suppose. Does that help you out?
True. God help me out. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, James, thank you for the call, and thank you for bringing that up, too. We talked a lot about that last year when the Medicare premium went up, and some people are paying this, and some other people are paying more. And if you don't sign up for Medicare and you are not covered at age 65.
Right, and you're not eligible for one of the exceptions to signing up for Medicare, you've got a short period of time. You've got 3 months prior to turning 65, the month of turning 65, 3 months after turning 65. That's your initial enrollment for Medicare. If you miss that and you're not eligible for one of the exceptions, like current employment health coverage, and then you go to sign up for Medicare later, specifically Parts B and D, they're going to charge you more for that Medicare premium. They're going to charge you 10% more every open enrollment that you miss. And so, unfortunately, we've heard about people waiting until age 70 to sign up for their own Social Security benefit and not signing up for Medicare because they didn't realize there was any problem with it. Mm-hmm. Then at 70, they signed up, and their premium, because they've missed five enrollments, is 150% of what anybody else would be paying at that time. And it's not just a 50% penalty for 1 year. It's a 50% penalty forever on that, because in that case, it was 5 years. You know, so it's something you don't want to pick up an extra penalty on.
No, and they give you plenty of time. You've got the seven-month stretch where you can sign up. So you can't really say, well, I didn't know about it. Well, I guess you could, but it's not going to help you a whole lot.
Nope.
All right, 877-PLANNER. Now we have three lines open, 877-752-6637. Get your questions into the Brain Trust. Let's head south down to Sam in Houston, Texas. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys. Thanks again. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
Two separate questions. The first one's on excessive 401k contributions. So I changed employers at the end of January, and I had contributed, obviously, a portion to get the match from my previous employer.
Right.
My current employer, there isn't a facility where I can say, hey, I just need to contribute whatever. Say, for example, if I contributed 1,000 in January, the limit is 18,000. But I can't put on my form or stop my contributions after 17,000 because I want to contribute the maximum. So I have a feeling I'll be contributing in excess, meaning it can be cut off only at 18,000, obviously, right? Because this employer doesn't know what I've contributed to the previous one.
Right, but this employer should allow you to stop so at a certain point just say stop, or what you do is the next open enrollment. Usually there's several open enrollments through the year. And so you've put in X amount of dollars through the next open enrollment and then just calculate it to the penny, however many paychecks you have left, so that you don't go over for the remaining paychecks. You don't put in, you know, if you get paid every month, you don't put in $1,500 a month. You put in whatever it takes to get you to that number. You know, see what I'm saying? Change your contribution so that you won't over contribute through the remaining paychecks from when you can change it.
Yeah, I perfectly understand that. Therein lies the challenge. So I have a sales role, so my compensation, there's a variable compensation element every month. Okay. So however I slice and dice it, either I'm going to fall short or I'm going to over-contribute. So I would rather, you know, get the maximum tax benefit. So my question is, I think I'd done this maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I can actually write back to this current 401k administrator to say, hey, I've over-contributed by X amount, please send me the money, right? So do they issue a 1099-R or 1099-G or...
It'll be a 1099-R.
Am I stuck, or is there a penalty?
There's a 1099-R, but there should be a code associated with it that says return of excess premium. So make sure they understand why they're making a distribution to you, that it's an excess contribution that's being basically changed or flushed out, so that, because it will be taxable. Obviously, you took a deduction putting it in, so it's going to be taxable coming out. But if you're just having a return of premiums or return of contributions sent back to you, excess contributions, then it wouldn't be penalized. So just tell them what you're doing and fill out the form the right way, and they'll send you the excess, and it'll be okay.
So it won't be penalized, but obviously it will be taxable. It'll go to my bottom line at the AGI, correct?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And when can I request that? I'm on schedule to get the max contribution done, say, by June. Can I request it in June or July, or do I have to wait till the end of the year to request it?
I would really have a discussion with my administrator and try to shut it off as soon as possible. But if they don't shut it off, let's say you go over by $500 on their June payment, whatever it is, then obviously you're going to call them and say, hey, look, I want to shut this off, no more, and I've made a $500 excess, $1,000 excess contribution based on the two different employers. I need to pull some money out. How do I go about doing it? They should have a form right there to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I thought they did, but they don't. So that's my challenge. And I can shut it off because it's everything electronically, right? So I can go to the website, on the administrator website, and do that. So, okay, cool. But I can, worst-case scenario is, I mean, I'm going to try to time it, but they need, I think, the three-week leeway or whatever. But anyway, but I can request it immediately is the answer, correct?
I would expect so, but your 401k administrator doesn't sound that happy to help.
That's true. That's a different fight. So, anyway, yeah. Thanks. Thanks. Really appreciate it. So the second question, totally not related, is can you provide some insights on IUL, Indexed Universal Life? Just a very high synopsis of whom does it suit the best? I've heard things like it.
Yes.
For
okay, we'll take care of that.
Tell you what,
Sam,
hang on. If you can hang on, I just got to take another break. So hold on, if you don't mind, just a couple of minutes here, and we will talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll get to your specific question. IUL, that has to do with life insurance, permanent or cash value policies. And we'll talk to Sam about that and anything else that's on his mind. And by the way, whatever's on your mind too, 877-PLANNER, our number. You have questions, we've got the Brain Trust here to answer them for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Market Strategy Investing, that's the program, and it's another hour coming up, so stick around. We hope you're able to join us. If not, tune in at wealthed.com, our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. There are other programs at wealthed.com. We'll tell you more about that coming up shortly. But in the meantime, just before the break, we were talking with Sam in Houston, Texas, and he had a question about IUL, Index Universal Life. Sam, are you back with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now you were asking what in general about IUL, or what is your question regarding that?
Well, in general and really actually in specific to the different scenarios that you would recommend somebody invest in or look at that particular product, from what I'm hearing and seeing, it's gained a lot of traction in the last few years, especially with respect to the indexing and the guaranteed return and on one hand, but on the other hand, not losing your money in down markets. So there is something to say about that. But based on your guys' experience, when y'all crunch the numbers, do y'all see it as a real viable alternative, or do y'all see that as a supplement, which is what I see to the overall investing strategy?
And
what are the pros and cons and any gotchas if somebody like me who is maxing out on all the tax-deferred vehicles, wants to look at it.
Right. In my opinion, it is not an alternative to these other investment options like 401k, Roth IRAs, and other things. It is a supplement to it, and it makes a very good supplement for some people, probably less than it's being sold to, but that's not the problem of the insurance policy. That's the problem of the sales issue. Now, I'll step away from the IUL side of it and just say permanent cash value policies. There's basically whole life, variable insurance, and indexed universal life, or just straight universal, but that's not going to earn very much in today's world. So cash value insurance in general has a place in a portfolio from a living standpoint, not just as a death benefit, especially for a certain set of people. That set is highly paid, high income tax bracketed individuals, generally on the younger side. This isn't for the 65-year-old for the most part, where we have the ability to fund. We have excess cash flow every month, every year that we can commit to funding into a permanent policy over the next 7, 10, 15, 20 years and structured correctly. And that's where we get into a little debate on how it goes. Structured correctly, it can work fairly well. Now, whether you use variable policies, IUL policies, whole life policies, that's not the issue. But the idea is you've already maxed out your fully funding your 401ks, Roth IRAs if you can do them, or backdoor Roth IRAs if you can do them. I think you should need some amount of insurance. You are in a high tax bracket. You're expected to be in a high tax bracket for a long time. You can commit to funding it at a reasonable level for a period of 10 plus years. If all of that is in play, then you are a candidate for a cash value investment type policy going forward. Now, here's where it goes against conventional wisdom. Typically, when somebody's buying life insurance, they want to get as much death benefit for the least amount of money they can put into it. But that's not the way you buy a cash value investment, something that you are hoping to use in case you live. And the way to do that is to actually run the death benefit as low as possible without affecting the tax treatment of the cash value when it comes out. Because we're trying to make an additional investment, really, out of this. And we're using life insurance for the tax-deferred nature of the buildup and the potential tax-free distribution on the other side through the use of withdrawing our basis, because we can't. It is FIFO tax treatment. We can withdraw our basis first and then borrowing after that. And so we want to run the death benefit as low as possible. Why would we want to run the death benefit as low as possible? Because fees matter. The costs are an issue. And if you put $10,000 a year into a $1 million policy, you're paying for quite a bit of life insurance. And the insurance companies charge you per thousand of insurance that they're on the hook for. If you put $10,000 a year into a $200,000 policy, the internal costs are a lot less. And so that cost savings helps you grow the cash value. And reality tells us that if you're doing this, the goal is to grow the cash value. And the only way to really grow the cash value is to try to squeeze the internal costs out. Now, as far as which policy that you would prefer, that comes down to your investment acumen or whatever you want in that. It's very popular in IULs right now because they do tell you can't lose money. Now, I'll change the way you say that and say you can't lose money due to market performance. But in years where we have zero rates of return on an index, you can lose money in cash value because they're still charging you for the internal cost of the policy. So the cash value can come down from cost. It can't come down from lack of performance. A variable annuity or variable life insurance policy has up and downside performance. It can go down in value, but you're dollar cost averaging. So some people still like the idea and believe that over time they can do better with the dollar cost averaging of the variable. It comes down to a whole life has got a lot more guarantees in it. It's not going to probably earn as much, but it's going to be a more steady potential growth. Some people really like the way that whole life works. So that's a matter of deciding which one works best for you. But if you're in a high tax bracket, if you're 45 or less, if you are already funding out all your different retirement options, if you have excess cash flow every month, and if you need life insurance, an overfunded whole life, variable life, universal life, index universal life can be a decent place to play.
So thank you so much. I think I'm definitely in agreement with everything you said, because that's what I found through my own research. The information that I don't have, though, is so what you're saying is you are far better off than just, you know, having a term life insurance, which we currently have, and then investing on your own for a percentage of your total assets. So you're sort of hedging your bets in terms of getting some tax-free distributions or loans or whatever you want to call it later on, as long as you have a 10 or 15 to 20 year period.
Far better off? I'm not going to say you're far better off. I'm saying, just like a lot of other things, I want to hedge my bet. And the reality is I'm not going to cover my entire need with this type of a policy. I'm going to use it for a portion of it. I'm going to determine how much I can afford to commit to it. I'm talking to a 31-year-old in another state from where I live, and they're planning on putting $2,000 a month into a policy for the next 10 years. They're 31, they can do this, and they're making a lot of money. But they're planning on saving $10,000 a month. They're only doing 20% of their ongoing savings. This is over and above what they're doing in 401ks. They're only doing 20% into the life insurance.
Sam, I got to take another break. If you have questions, hold on. Hold on. We can talk to you off the air a little bit more about this. If you need the brain trust off the air and talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors about whatever we talk about, 800-644-6444. 1150. Another hour is just ahead. Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.